议程第五项是玛丽医院重建计划进展报告，咁系议会文件44/2016号。咁呢个议程咧就由医院管理局提出嘅，咁都欢迎医检管理局嘅代表出席今日嘅会议，有玛丽医院副医院行政总监谭志辉医生，港岛西联网总经理行政事务叶佩华女士，玛丽医院高级院务经理规划同埋发展组玛丽君女士。咁啊，首先就请阿谭志辉医生咧就报告咁啊，玛丽医院嗰个嘅重建计划嘅进展，好嘛？唔该晒啊！
喺议员啊，专员，咁啊，我开心可以同大家再交代翻玛丽医院重建计划一啲进度啦。咁就我今日都係主要係分幾個主題同大家交代翻個進度。咁第一係想講翻我哋個重建計劃第一階段啦，主要就係個高級資源宿舍個改建工程。咁同埋亦都會簡單講下我哋第二階段，即係主要係因為個其實主要就係關乎個新醫院大樓嘅籌備工作。咁亦都有一啲比較新啲嘅發展咧，就係、是、我哋想同大家介紹我哋個港島西醫院聯網一個。即係社區展覽啦，呢個係籌備當中啦，同埋最後就都講翻我哋而家設立咗一個互聯網嘅平台，咁希望可以即係喺個資訊方面可以更加可以推廣得到。咁首先我哋講下即係好快咁即係同大家温習翻我哋所謂第一期嘅工程咧，其實就主要係將以前一個高級職員宿舍將佢改裝，可以令至到。我哋喺醫院另外一邊，即係個北面嗰度咧，有三座而家現存嘅建築物，裏面啲設施可以將佢遷徙咗過去，咁就騰空咗呢笪地俾將來我哋頭先講個新醫院大樓去嘅興建嘅。咁呢個所以嘅第一期，咁而家呢個進度咧就都接近尾聲噶啦。咁其中一個重點咧喺成個第一期計劃裏面咧，想俾大家知咧，就係我哋紫色嗰度就係一個新嘅。建築物是一個全天候的行人天橋來的，因為醫院將 會分布得比較闊，這個全天候行人天橋是幫助即無論是工作人員、探訪者、學生甚至病人都是一個方便的帶來。這圖給大家看到最左邊那裡就是現在那個以前的高級職員宿舍現在改建的進度，咁佢其中一個咧，就外邊嗰啲嗰啲帆布咧，都即係除咗落嚟噶啦。咁如果即係在座有啲眼睛比較利咧，都睇到佢屋頂咧，呢啲其實係一啲即係空氣通風系統嘅。咁其實喺好多醫院嘅大樓咧，包括我哋而家現存嗰座 K 座屋頂都有嘅。咁遲啲就唔係咁嘅外觀噶啦，因為我哋都會好似我哋而家 K 座咁咧，喺外邊做翻一啲即係即係一啲圍牆咁樣遮蓋咗佢，即係等。即係睇落去比較即係好睇啲咁樣啦。咁呢度咧就係周圍嘅工程裏面個行人天橋啦。呢個我哋而家主要係做緊外邊同埋裏面一啲設施嘅鋪排同安裝啦。咁呢個就係喺大樓裏面呢、這個13樓裏面咧。咁大家睇到我哋係安裝嗰啲即係電機電嘅系統。咁啲工程都即係分別進行得如火如荼㗎啦。咁呢個16樓呢，我哋係裝緊啲窗，咁而家睇到個外觀呢，好多啲窗其實已經裝好咗㗎啦。咁同埋喺地我哋都做緊啲即係水泥鋪設啦，咁即係內面同外面包括附近嗰啲建築個行天橋，其實個進度都係即係如火如荼咁進行，我哋希望可以個工程好快順利咁即係完成到啦。咁而家初步估計呢，我哋個工程應該喺今年年底就應該可以完成得到嘅，咁係同當初係有少少出入，因為有啲即係天氣嘅問題啦，咁所以我哋延遲咗少少嘅完成工程。咁呢個咧就係我哋想同大家交代一下我哋個新大樓，即係喺第二階段裏面做啦。咁而家我哋做緊啲好早期嘅啫，其中一樣咧就係我哋因為關注到將來個新大樓興建嘅時候個地基。我哋要做個地基嘅時候咧，會有一啲噪音同埋一啲震盪產生嘅。咁建築署咧就即係基於呢個考慮咧，佢就會嘗試一啲將噪音同埋震盪搞到最少嘅地基工程方法。咁包括咧，佢哋如果做一個即係挖掘工程嘅時候咧，佢哋而家諗緊用一個化學嘅方法， 即係嗰啲岩石堅硬岩石裏面呢注入一啲化學成分膨脹劑，即係令到佢即係啲石可以裂開咗之後，先再用我哋平時比較傳統嘅一啲即係液壓破碎機，就將一啲碎咗嘅石逐塊逐塊咁樣拎走啦。咁呢個喺震盪方面呢就會減到最低。咁但係佢哋都好穩陣地呢想有一個即係一個測試先。咁變咗我哋而家定咗喺五月尾，其實係五月21號到七月之間呢，就喺一個呢、這個地盤啦，而家睇到呢就係、是、將來嗰個新嘅大樓嘅地盤嗰度，我哋劃出一啲地方嚟做呢、這、一個即係、就是、模擬嘅工程，即係呢個碎石工程。咁嗰啲工人呢就會解開一啲石，就注入一啲即係化學膨脹劑裏面。咁喺夜間，即係因為經過一段時間之後呢，個化學作用就會令呢啲石會裂開嘅。咁我哋盡量呢就到呢、這個過程呢就會喺晚間，即係等日間嗰個就算一啲比較輕微嘅噪音震盪都可以避免得到啦。咁相應嘅措施就係我哋有一部分嗰啲停車場就要暫時封閉咗啦。咁所以我哋都配合返好似上一次我哋起嗰個天橋咁，我哋會即係可能有一個短暫時間呢，將一啲本來俾探訪者嘅停車場可能暫時要即係預留返俾啲員工啦，即係喺呢六至八個禮拜嘅測試期間。咁呢啲係醫院方面要配合返。咁由基於上次嘅經驗呢，我哋希望即係將對啲探訪者嗰個不便減到最低啦。剛才提到呢，讓我哋新嘅嘗試呢就係、是、會舉辦一啲社區展覽嘅。咁當然社區展覽呢就唔係只係介紹我哋嘅重建啦，但我哋就希望將馬嶺重建呢個議題呢、這個課題呢都擺咗喺我哋嘅社區展覽裏面。咁我哋籌劃緊將會喺5月28號呢就會喺利東村個利東商場嗰度舉行我哋第一次即係、就是、有呢個馬嶺醫院擴建計劃內容嘅社區展覽。咁嘅內容就包括有啲攤位遊戲啊，就有啲板展啊。咁主要目的呢，即係想希望公眾對馬麗醫院重建計劃有啲更加多嘅認知啦。咁呢個我覺得都係即係一件我哋市民都希望知得到嘅事。咁我亦都希望喺呢個過程裏面或者會更加完善到我哋籌劃。咁配合返呢一類即係同公眾嘅接觸呢，我哋都而家亦計劃緊一個互聯網站嘅。咁呢個互聯網站呢都會係一個雙語嘅互聯網站，即係有中文英文嘅介紹。咁個目的都係希望可以促進個溝通，同埋即係公眾對呢個馬麗重建計劃嘅更加嘅認知。咁我哋個網站都係根據一啲無障礙網頁加許計劃審評嘅標準去編寫嘅。咁希望可以方便得到所有嘅人啦，即係包括一啲可能有某方面有障礙嘅人都可以即係分享得到由呢個互聯網站裏面。咁呢個係我哋個版面嘅初步設計嘅啫。咁期間呢，我哋都同好多我哋而家現有嘅馬麗嘅員工都即係大家採納咗一啲意見，究竟應該點樣去做啊？內容啲包括乜嘢啦？咁我哋下一步呢亦都會即係同一啲病人組織，希望佢攞到佢哋一啲嘅即係俾我哋一啲意見。咁亦都考慮緊呢喺社區方面，可能喺一啲即係街坊組織啊，睇下我哋可唔可以即係有一啲意見可以採納到。咁我哋呢、這個馬麗重建嘅計劃網站，我哋預期就應該喺年底嗰時可以即係成熟，可以即係公開同大家分享。咁而家我哋仲係積極籌建，即係籌備緊嘅階段。咁主席，我想介紹嘅關於馬麗醫院重建計劃就到呢度為止。
唔該曬譚醫生，咁啊聽下議員嘅意見。係啊，有冇？司馬文議員。
Thanks again to QA Mates for keeping everybody up to speed, and I'm glad that there is going to be a website. I have not had any negative comments from the neighbours recently, so you're doing a good job.
Thank you.
But if we can go back one slide, and that's forward, backwards, and backwards.
You mean this one?
No, the one before that.
The one before, okay.
Or before that. Okay, this one. So as you can see on the photograph on the left, you have a lot of cars parked in these in your works in these areas. But throughout your property, there are many cars parked everywhere. And this brings me back to this suggestion that you're going to create temporarily more car parking in the new building that will come up. because later on when you're going to do the redevelopment of the rest of this of your site, to move all the vehicles around, and I've studied, I went there the other day again. There is your staff car parks. You have a lot of car parks from the doctors and the nurses. Then you have many cars parked for your admin people. Then you have many cars, their vehicles bringing goods in and out. And then you have the hospital vehicles, the ambulances. There's so many vehicles coming in and out, and everybody's parked everywhere. It is extremely densely parked everywhere. Even outside formal parking spaces. So I'm very concerned if you want to redevelop the rest of the build at the site, that becomes a big obstacle. And therefore I suggest that in your block that are now under designed by RTSD, that they put in more car parking. Now, I know you want it for essential hospital facilities, so maybe what they can do is put some floors of car parking in on a temporarily basis, so that while you redevelop the hospital site as a whole and go through the next phases, you can use that space inside that building, and then when the rest other buildings get cleared up, then the block one can actually be, or the block that you're going to build now, those car parking floors can be put to other uses, medical uses. But I'm very concerned that if you don't do that in the first building that comes up, you have no opportunity to move those vehicles anywhere. Because you have no room. There's no room anywhere on that site that I can find. So waiting for the traffic impact assessment for the next development, I think, is too late. Because then the building that you are now going to construct will already be done. So I really urge you to instruct RTSD to include temporary parking spaces in that building that's going to come up, at least a few floors, to get rid of these cars so you can maneuver on the site. That is, I'm really worried about that. On the cracking of, I know this cracking is, it can be very, very noisy, because we've done that just next to your site, and I hope that you can avoid the noise, that's for sure.
好，仲有冇其他議員要發表意見嘅？林啟輝議員，
多謝主席。我好同意司馬文議員關於嗰個增加嗰個泊車位，因為咧就。我是深有體會的，去瑪麗醫院，即是港鐵那裡呢，就是西線真的遙遙無期，不知幾時才有機會。但是就對這個瑪麗醫院那個交通的需求真的非常之迫切，因為可以半島為例，去瑪麗醫院工作，或者是去復診，那個需求真的很大。咁咧就即係我係好體會到咧，就係、是、有多嘅醫生啊，或者你係嗰啲工作人員啊，護士又好，即係話咧有啲時候佢住得相對比較遠，如果坐公共交通工具嚟翻工，即係有啲時候都幾費時失事。但係你嘅車位咧就而家即係少到無倫啊！是有几次我真的要赶住去玛丽医院，就是探人又好或者什么都好，即是我希望停一停送束花都即是走都好，结果那车呢就去到玛丽医院那里全部满晒，那死了，我的车泊在哪里呢？又要赶住，结果没办法，就只能够泊在你们的工地附近那个斜路，那结果当然是抄牌了，但是抄牌都冇办法啦，因为即是急于要去医院。所以即是我即是作为一个市民啫，假如你哋嘅医生护士呢车位唔够嘅时候，咁点样解决呢？係咪？所以我就好建议啦，即係而家呢就喺嗰个交通嗰个问题，都我鼓励係用交通工具。但係呢就对于一啲必须基本嘅车位，你真的要想办法想在个地下，是吧，用尽各种的办法增加这些车位来去解决这个这需求。如果不是的话，那些车真的在没办法之中就一定在个路面那里，是吧，来去处理的。所以即是现在即是香港那个交通特别车位的需求呢，就真的是非常之渴求，特别在医院那里。所以我就希望呢你呢一方面即係着力去解决。另外一个呢就係、是、就算係港铁啊遥遥无期都好 啊、希望你哋即係就嗰個咁嘅出口啊嘅問題啊，即係早啲咁樣有一個咁嘅計劃。唔該。
嗯，好。咁啊，嗱，我哋對阿林議員嗰個遭遇咧，深表同情嘅，但係我哋就唔鼓勵啲議員嚟為嚟泊車嘅嚇，你要講清楚先。咁啊，就冇其他議員發表意見嘅話，就請阿譚醫生回應嚇。
多謝議員，多謝司馬倫議員同埋林啟輝議員嘅寶貴提問啦。咁其實車位不足咧，其實喺馬來醫院，我諗我哋所有除咗訪客啦，即係職員都非常關注，即係多年嚟都似乎解決唔到嘅。咁首先我回應翻司馬倫議員講咧，即係我哋而家嗰個工地，即係而家做緊挖掘測試嗰度咧，咁嗰啲。暫時將嗰啲車位封咗，我暫時，但係長遠啲咧，我哋都知道嗰個將會係將來嘅新大樓嘅基地啦。咁嗰度原先有，而家係有45個車位嘅。咁我哋喺第一期嘅第一階段工程嗰度咧，就會將呢45個車位咧，就會即係轉移咗去將來嗰、那個即係個高級職員宿舍改建大樓嗰邊係佢附近。咁喺數目上咧，不過就遺憾地就冇增加到啦。咁另外就係我哋都理解到，即係個車位需求，即係唔理係職員同埋頭先林議員講個親身經歷，咁我都希望可以建築署咧就採納到一個意見，去盡量去增加啲車位喺呢方面嘅，即係去滿足呢方面嘅需求。咁至於即係我哋遙遙無期，雖然喺個鐵路發展計劃都宣布咗嘅馬嚟，所以馬嚟嘅地鐵站啦，咁我哋會下一步都會同翻即係地鐵嗰邊嘅代表睇下，去商討下點樣可以盡量去配合翻將來真係就算係好多年之後，咁我哋都喺新大樓裏面配合翻，即係盡量係希望可以方便到我哋啲唔理係職員啦，定係訪客或者病人，即係嚟馬嚟醫院，即係等佢喺公共交通工具方面多一個選擇咯。咁呢個我哋係即係。十分支持林議員的建議，其實我們都有個計劃這樣做。另外我就想找葉小姐補充一下剛才兩位議員的提問。
好，謝謝佩華小姐。
好，主席各位委員，很多謝大家對於馬麗醫院的交通的關心啦。其實我都可以分享呢，當港島西那邊的地鐵通車之後呢，其實我們在早在一年，即是堅尼地城那裡，其實我們都有跟運輸署呢都很積極地聯絡，都成功其實在增加那個小巴路線那裡呢，我們都成功很快脆都爭取到有一個堅尼地城的站，我們都收到不少市民都對我們都非常之讚許，因為那個小巴呢，個專線小巴其實就幫到由中西區那邊上來馬麗那邊的市民呢去來探病或者是看醫生的。咁至於我們都不等到2026咁長遠啦，咁南港島線其實好快都會開展，咁我哋都會同即係同上次一樣，會同運輸署會傾，咁喺南港島線嗰邊，我哋都會希望可以有個地鐵站嘅站位，咁可以接駁翻去馬麗醫院，因為我哋見到而家現時即係去鴨脷洲嗰個小巴咧，其實個即係嗰個班次又唔係咁多啦，人排隊又好長。咁雖然我哋都做咗啲少少嘅改善措施，即係上次各位委員都嚟過我哋醫院探訪嘅時候做咗啲嘢，不過我覺得喺個交通配套度呢，我哋會再同運輸署再傾，就係當南港島線通車嘅時候呢，我哋睇下有啲乜嘢車係可以再經一經馬麗，等到南區嘅市民嚟馬麗醫院覆診又好探病又好呢，都會更加方便囉。多謝各位。
嗯，好，仲有冇其他議員？司馬文議員。
Yeah, so, you know, in preparing for phase one, we lose 45 car parking spaces. Did I correctly 45?
Yes, 45. So, you can have 45 car parks.
Yeah, could be lost, and you have no.
We will be located to the other end of the hospital campus.
And there will be fully reprovisioned.
No, just to
clarify the situation. But, Chairman, what I'm really pushing for is that this is just an example, and this is only for phase one. If we're going to go in the next phases, there are many more cars parked in the other phases, and many more trucks, and many more goods vehicles, and ambulances, and so on. If we're going to redevelop the other phases, we're going to again face the problem of where do you reprovision your car parks to. What you can do is create in phase one temporary car parking facilities, so that when you do phase 2 and phase 3, you can actually move car parks, your cars parks in that building. That's not the long-term use for that building, I understand. But at least for the time that you redevelop, you can create car parking spaces inside the building on a temporary basis. But ArchSD has to be requested that in their design, to include, make that possible in their design brief. And I think if you have a few floors of temporary parking spaces in phase one, it make it so much easier for yourself to redevelop phase two and so on. So that is my suggestion, and I hope you really take that into account, because you're only going to get more cars. So, and I've been on site. I can show you photographs and video. There is a real issue. You have no space left. So I hope you can really take my suggestion and study that. I know that ArchSD has rejected my solution before when I asked for more parking. But maybe they can include in phase one more temporary parking, which they have not yet considered. Thank you.
好，仲有冇其他议员？冇。咁嘅话，咁就啊，谭医生，
多谢主席，我或者交俾阿叶小姐答复翻施华议员嘅提问。
好啊，小姐，
系啦。主席，各位议员同埋施华文议员啦，咁我哋其实我都想即系再讲翻些少再关于泊车位个安排。其实喺第一阶段嘅时候咧，我哋已经睇到咧喺第二階段，我哋係會損失45個車位嘅。咁所以第一階段嘅時候咧，其實我哋已經係諗緊就係用一啲其他嘅另類方法，除咗話會唔會喺掘深啲地下會加添一啲停車位咧，其實我哋用咗另一個方法嘅，就係雙層嘅泊車系統。即係話咧，原本一個車位咧泊一架車，咁我哋而家其實如果大家再嚟再探訪我哋醫院，我都可以帶大家去睇。其實喺而家嘅護士宿舍A 座嘅出面咧，其實我哋已經設置咗一啲雙層嘅泊車系統，咁就希望將我哋現有嘅露天嘅泊車位咧都由即係雙倍嘅增加啦，即係由一個變咗兩個。咁所以頭先阿施萬文議員對於這個泊車位的地方，其實我們已經陸陸續續將雙層泊車系統都投入運作，希望在未去到第二階段的時候，在第一階段都可以即係可以補償到呢個損失嘅車位。咁至於第二階段啦，第二階段咧，其實我哋都睇到咧，其實同事揸車翻工咧，嗰個需求係好大嘅。咁我哋自己除咗話同建築處嗰邊咧，都商討有冇地方可以幫我哋辟一啲停車位之外咧，我哋自己都諗方法嘅。咁我哋自己都有同啲同事傾啦，醫生、護士，因為佢哋要輪班。無可奈何都要揸車，咁所以我哋都諗緊一啲其他嘅方法，譬如我哋會唔會架車可以泊喺其他嘅醫院，我哋提供一啲穿梭嘅服務俾佢哋啦，或者甚至乎我哋試過今年年初亦都租咗一啲附近，譬如數碼港啊，或者甚至乎香港大學嘅停車位咧，俾我哋同事停泊，因為我哋都知道係一啲好短期嘅措施啊，咁我哋都自己都諗方法去做咯，除咗揾建築署之外。咁我諗呢個都多謝大家對我哋停車位嘅關心，咁我哋都繼續努力，希望可以解決到呢個問題。多謝各位。
好啊，好啊。咁就住即係頭先葉小姐你講嗰個南港島線東段通車後咧，即係想馬嚟有啲車咧去接駁去呢個地鐵站嗰度咧，其實即係嚟緊23號，我哋南區即係交運輸同埋交通事務委員會會討論呢個議題嘅，咁你可以上我哋區議會個網頁咧睇一睇嗰個運輸署嗰個建議咧，其實你哋都可以提出一啲嘅意見咁樣俾運輸署去考慮嘅，咁樣。咁另外一樣嘢咧，就即係都大家我聽落，即係大部分議員咧，大家都係滿意即係你哋嗰個重建計劃個進展嘅。咁但係大家都好關注個交通，特別係嗰個車位不足嘅問題，即係希望你哋留意呢樣嘢。好嘛，咁我哋都結束呢個議程，咁就多謝阿譚醫生同小姐出席今日嘅會議，
多謝各位。